Welcome back to the blog. This Friday the 14th is Valentine's Day. So what better time to talk about that crazy little thing called love? Last year we also posted an article with some useful phrases surrounding love and the heart. Check it out here. Why? Many people want to learn English or other foreign languages because of love. Meaning because they have an English-speaking girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse. It's the best way to impress, and often the key to the heart of your beloved. Learn their language and they'll be begging you to kiss them in no time. Here are a few common words and phrases surrounding love. Do you have a boyfriend? Girlfriend? It was love at first sight. Where's your date? I'm dating a Swedish woman. Our first date was fantastic. What do you think about sex on the first date? To love. Verb. Love. To love. Loves. Loved. Have, has, had, loved. Love me. Imperative. I will always love you. Future. Promise. I love you. Simple present. Fact. Martin loves me. Simple present. Fact. He loved me. Simple past. She has always loved him. Present perfect. More nouns and adjectives. A love affair. A romantic movie. A love letter. A kiss. A cuddle. Flowers. Chocolate. Lovable. Cute. Adorable. Lovely. Sexy. Handsome. To love an object. You probably know already it's common in English to use the word love for very superficial things. You can love just about anything. This has somewhat devalued the word love, but basically, if you like something a lot, you can say that you love it. My mom really loved this house. His brother loves coffee. I love your new shoes. To fall in love with someone. This is the good stuff. It's that fuzzy feeling you get in your stomach. You can't sleep. You can't eat. You stay awake during the night and dream about your next date. What will you say? What will the future bring? If you're experiencing these things, then you're probably in love, or at least falling in love with someone. Falling in love is the initial excitement you get when you meet someone new. They like you, you like them, you don't know why, but you have a connection. I'm in love with you. He's been in love with her for 2 years. I think I'm falling in love with you. To make love with someone. Okay, now this expression has a bit of a weird vibe. If you ask me, I guess it's been used in movies a lot to romanticize the act of sex. But to make love is simply a softer, more romantic way to say to have sex or to fuck. It's usually reserved for two people that have a deep connection. Maybe you've been together for many years or your love is very intense. It can, however, simply mean to have sex. But it sounds a bit weird to say, let's make love, instead of, let's have sex. It's a little old-fashioned. They made love together. Bonus words. Here are a few bonus words surrounding love. A relationship. Security. Attraction. Heterosexual or straight. Homosexual or gay. Closeness. Respect, understanding, passion, erotic, horny. Now, hopefully you have enough to inspire not only your English learning, but also your love making. What other words can you relate to love? Enjoy and happy Valentine's Day.